T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 5 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time pro bowler and John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least 3 times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Friday from the Kia Studios, and welcome to it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A lot to chatter about with you today. We'll get into some of the bigger stories, and certainly one that is kind of dominating the sports news here in Atlanta. Hope you're having a safe drive around town today. You did hear that it's going to be a little bit later on today as far as weather goes. We got more rain coming. Man of mercy. I was watching the news last night. Hugh, what's up? How you doing this morning on this Friday?
Good morning, John Fricke. Just trying to clean up my area, you know.
Right.
Just trying to make sure I get my, you know, my sanitation going on, wiping it down, my little Clorox wipe. That's it.
Yeah, I do that too. And all of a sudden we got Clorox wipes. Those things got a lot of water in them, don't they?
So I ain't tripping on that.
No, I know. It'll dry.
Man, yeah. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing fine. If you hear that noise, that's me cleaning off my keyboard, so don't even worry about that. We're just trying to be safe here in the Kia Studios. That's it.
Well, it's date night tonight. Matter of fact.
Yeah, right, John. You ain't going nowhere. You must have didn't see the memo. Everything closing down.
Yeah, well, I saw where I've done something lately that I don't think I've actually done in years and years and years, which is watch the local news. I got to a point where it was like, there's a stabbing and a shooting. All right, whatever. I mean, it just didn't really affect me in any way to watch the local news, so I didn't really care. Now, of course, I really kind of care about what's going on in the community only because, you know, it affects all of us. And as a result, so I'm watching the local news. Yeah, and I heard the mayor says, tonight is the last night for restaurants in the city of Atlanta. Now, some places have already kind of curbed or curtailed, Brookhaven, Dunwoody, whatnot. But the mayor of Atlanta said, that's it. Tonight's the last night for you to go out.
Yeah, you should have been having your butt at home anyway. You know, it's amazing, like, you know, that some people, I mean, you go out to get the necessities, you know, because every now and then I stop in the store. But I think it's better to be safe than sorry. You know, and I know we want to try to be as normal as possible, but right now we can't, unfortunately. Unfortunately, and I know that, you know, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of celebrities that I read about that are feeling like we're living under martial law and things of that nature. I get that side of it too, but still, again, better to be safe than sorry.
Well, with no restaurants after tonight, I imagine that tonight the restaurants, the problem with this seems to me, we're in a social distancing time, right? And when you issue an order for no restaurants, it almost would have been better to have issued it, you know, say, okay, tonight is the last night and then tomorrow morning and let the restaurants know quietly, I guess, if you could, because otherwise, because I think you're going to get a run on restaurants tonight. Oh, this is the last time we could do it?
Man. You might. I mean, and if you do, that means that you better get there. You better get there. And enough time, because only going to be like the total of like 5 couples in a restaurant at a time. So you better hurry up and do what you got to do, or do what most people are doing and just get takeout.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you want to do your normal thing, but is it really that serious with everything that's going on right now to sit in a restaurant and have a conversation and sit there and at the table and have like small talk and stuff like that?
Nope.
Okay, so get that stuff to go.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, and that's what'll happen here in the city of Atlanta proper. And by the way, I think it's really most restaurants, it seems to me, have already made this adjustment to where they're just doing dine-in, rather just doing a delivery and takeout. And so when Atlanta shuts the dining rooms tonight, it's not going to be, I don't think, anything we haven't seen in a lot of other places. I'm with you, Hugh. I find myself doing things that I never thought I would do. One is not consider going to restaurants, which I always thought I'd go to restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, you will again one day. I just don't understand how, for some people, not all, but for some people, a little bit of safety is infringing on your personal rights. And I understand how it feels, but we are in a state of emergency. We're in a pandemic. And in order to try to slow this thing down, we all have to play our part. And you know, it's funny. I said it tongue-in-cheek last week. And my man Ray View was like, you know, he said it jokingly when it wasn't that serious, or we didn't think it was that serious. You know, hey, you're part of the problem because you don't understand what quarantine means. Because I'm thinking, you know, when I say quarantine, well, you can still go get what you got to get and everything like that. And you know, if that means, like, if you can't do certain things at certain times, then you just can't. I mean, you just can't because you're trying to keep people safe. So, I mean, I get that part. And I know it feels weird. And you know, we went from it not being such a big deal to all of a sudden it being a big deal. I get that. But, again, it's better to be safe than sorry.
And so tonight, if you want to go out in the city of Atlanta to a restaurant and go to the restaurant, which is your choice, by the way, I guess, at this point, well, because restaurant dining is still open, but and individual restaurants have already closed their dining halls. A lot of fast food places won't let you go in anymore. Tonight, so date night for me will be at home. I'm going to go to the Carrabba's and do the takeout thing, but I'm not going into a restaurant.
No, I'm not going to do that. If anything, if I have to today, like I do every day, I'll make a toilet paper run, which, you know, honestly, I really have been kind of like half-stepping with that because somebody told me out on Camp Creek they got a ton of toilet paper. And as a matter of fact, Abe called me yesterday and said that he went to, he went to a couple places because, you know, Abe is all about that semantics. And he was like, wait a minute, when did I call? He was about to say, when did I call? You know, Abe, I didn't mean you called me. I mean, we text each other and you said you saw some toilet paper somewhere. So yeah, you're probably right. I probably wouldn't answer, but yeah, he told me there was some toilet paper somewhere, and I'm probably gonna make a toilet paper run today.
Well, you know, I know that the fact is that we're kind of behind the curve a little bit. We kind of dragging the rest of the nation. You know, we saw this restaurant closure thing happen in other places because I think they said that more than half the cases to this point, and of course this will change, but more than half the cases are really located in three states, the New York, California, and Washington. And so those states are ahead of us in terms of where they're at. And yesterday, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, issues a stay-at-home order. And so, this is really a small thing. I'll grant you and all that. But one of the things they said that was interesting about Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order, in other words, people, you know, got to stay at home, you're not going to work, is that that means all construction stops. That means construction on the new stadium that the Chargers and the Rams are going to play in stops. And now suddenly they're going, depending on how long the stop down is, we don't know that that stadium will be ready for the season. And remember, the Super Bowl is there this year.
Oh, they'll have it ready, John. Just like we had got our bridge done. We needed
it. Oh, yeah, the bridge. Done.
Don't even worry about that.
I forgot about the bridge.
Yeah, man. But, hey, when everything was kind of jacked up for us.
Yep.
And they found that construction company to come in and get the bridge done. They did it. Don't worry about that. You weren't about the wrong thing, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Well, no. I know. I'm not worried about it. You're right. I mean, I just happened to notice this, and I went, well, what does that mean for that? The fact is, there's a lot of big sports news, but none that is dominating the local headlines quite like this whole Todd Gurley.
You know, real quick though, you're talking about people closing down and staying at home. I read a story yesterday. I don't know if Abe saw it, where the game stopped. Instructed all of its employees to stay open regardless of what the state that they're in sanctions, because if somebody tries to tell them to close down, to tell them that they are essential personnel, essential services. Yeah, the GameStop. And I'm like, dude, who's going to the GameStop now? And it's funny because I had a couple friends of mine talk about going to the GameStop to pick up certain things and things of that. Man, you better order that. I know that, you know, some Amazon workers tested positive, but you better order that from Amazon. I wouldn't go into GameStop right now. That would be a no-no.
Yeah, right, I don't game that much, obviously. GameStop is still open.
GameStop. I said, who still goes to GameStop?
Right.
That was my question. Who still goes there? Because
the
most of the
near
stuff,
me closed 3 years ago.
I mean, you go to, like, they sell the consoles anywhere. They sell video games everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time you would go to a GameStop, I would think if you need something very, very specific that only a GameStop has, like maybe a PC controller for an Alienware computer system, a gaming computer, I don't know, something like that. But mm-hmm. even with that, you can go to, I would venture to say, any Target and get any of that stuff. So, yeah, they were talking about their essential personnel. I'm like, dog, ain't nobody going to no GameStop right about now.
Right.
But, yeah, like you were saying, my bad, Ty Gurley.
Yeah, no, it's quite all right. We got plenty. We got a five-hour show.
Yeah, Ty Gurley. It was funny because yesterday when the story dropped, and I apologize to some of the people that asked me about this on Twitter, because you have to understand, when you ask a question, I'm answering it like I'm not looking at it the way that you're looking at it, and I'm pretty sure you're not looking at it the way that I'm looking at it either, because the question was, could Ty Gurley come in and help this team? And I'm thinking to myself, as a former player, Ty Gurley was owed $10 million. They cut him before they had to pay him that. He's not going to see that kind of money. And when we're talking about getting a running back, like, he could come in and help, but I'm thinking you need somebody that's going to come in and be a banger and play consistently. I think that Ty Gurley has been hampered by his knee injury over the past couple years because, as you see, his carries have went down. Even though he scored a lot of touchdowns, they still try to find ways to use him.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the back that he was when he came into the NFL.
Agreed.
And that's how I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at it as we're trying to push all in to get to the Super Bowl, like a Super Bowl run. So I'm thinking, you know, why pay Ty Gurley? It's like they're talking about like $4-5 million to play and play sparingly. And I understand we do back by committee. Pay him that money. Why not just go out and get a young back that you can have for a couple seasons? A good serviceable back that you can have in this rotation that, you know, that's going to give you everything that you need from him instead of going out and get Ty Gurley. I understand that he's a fan favorite. You know, he went to Georgia and everything, but I wasn't thinking that way. But the more I talked about it yesterday on Twitter, the more I realized that there was a lot of people here that would love to see Ty Gurley in a Falcons uniform.
And you know, we talk about this goes to that PR thing. You know, I mean, again, the fact that it was a Georgia guy and a Georgia star, and the Falcons don't get many, if very few, Georgia stars. And so it would excite the Georgia side of the fan base. And again, that's just one side of the fan base, but it would excite the Georgia side of the fan base. You know, somebody was slamming Squid because we all know that Squid is a Gators fan. And I said, well, we got a lot of Gators fans, you know, Abe and Wendy and Squid. But he was slamming Squid because Squid was just giving his opinion about whether or not Ty Gurley could help the Falcons. And I was defending Squid because, look, Squid's first thought is, you know, what's going to be best for the Falcons? And the guy's like, you're a Gators fan. You're just a hater here. And I'm thinking, no, that's not the way it works. Nobody, I don't think, who's a Georgia fan is hating on now the fact that the Falcons went out and got Dante Fowler Jr. because he was a Gator.
No, listen, that's why I said what I said. People have to realize when you ask me a question, I am not looking at it the same way that you are. And if you do not like my answer, that's fine. But you don't have to get upset because I'm not looking at it the way that you are. It's obvious that a lot of people like Ty Gurley. I'm indifferent. I think he's a good football player. But when I'm thinking about this Atlanta Falcons team and what I envision it to be, I didn't initially see him coming in and helping because I'm still looking at the money. He's not going to get $10 million. He's not going to get $10 million here. With the way that the cap is strained right now and the fact that you haven't even had the draft yet, you have to sign some guys, it's going to be tough to get him to fit him in. And you also have to factor in how much money is he really going to be asking for? Is he being realistic in where he is as a football player right now? What is this? He's going into his seventh season as a running back in the NFL, something like that, six or seven season, he's not the running back that he once was. He's not the running back that he was that we saw play at Georgia. He wasn't even he was decent even in the Super Bowl. They used him sparingly in the Super Bowl, and they used him sparingly last year.
I'm kind of like you. I'm a little indifferent. We'll talk about that throughout the show here. To me, if he were to take a super deep hometown discount on a one-year proving, I mean super deep.
He would have to.
Like, I'll take $1.5 million with a bunch of incentives for 1 year. Okay. You know, like Felix, like a Felix Hernandez-type contract, you know. Felix got $1 million in a proven contract. You know, if Todd Gurley wants to do that, if he wants $5 or $6 million, yeah, I'm not in that business right now. If we have that kind of money, we got to spend it elsewhere. We need guys that can stop other guys. Running back is, to me, running back is a luxury position because you could draft somebody. That's why. But trying to stop somebody is the business of one Chuck Smith, who was pretty darn good in his career at stopping somebody. And he talked about what Dante Fowler brings to the Falcons with Dukes and Bell, what Chuck Smith had to say about that. Next. We do encourage you to get the app if you're going to be stuck at home. Radio.com, the app is free in the App Store, and we want you to get it at radio.com. And we'll have Chuck Smith with Dukes and Bell and what he thinks of Dante Fowler next after a CBS Sports Minute.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
And neither do we.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
It's just great.
On the weekends, that's all I listen to, really.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekends. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Friday morning show, John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Do you have radio.com? Go to the App Store and download it. And put it on my smart TV yesterday. You can get it on multiple devices there. Chuck Smith with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and he asked the Rush expert about the newly signed Dante Fowler Jr., and that's where the conversation began, asking what Chuck Smith thinks about Fowler and whether he's an upgrade over Vic Beasley.
Well, I think right now, you know, he's proven that he's a double-digit sacker right now, and I think he's trending up, man. And I think one of the things you see is the evolution of Dante from Jacksonville, where he wasn't productive. Eventually, he wasn't even a starter. And didn't manage his time much, you know, to manage himself well, really, around some of the guys. But when I say he's trending up, I like what I saw from him, you know. And he's, let me tell you who had a big impact on him, is I'd say Robert Quinn before he left. Robert taught him the move that OC and myself developed, the cross chop. And, you know, he uses that move. He uses a great technique. He plays with very fast. And I just think, you know, the Falcons caught him at the right time, you know, hopefully as he continues to, you know, keeps doing what he's doing. But, you know, a lot of times on these contract years, we always hear the cliche, oh, he's doing it because of a contract year. And I think, it's going to be important because I think he's averaged like 5 sacks a year and something like that. But it's going to be important, man, for him to really come in and show what he has. He's kind of giving the Falcons a little bit of breathing room. You know, they had to get an edge, and they had to get a veteran.
It's Chuck Smith joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Chuck, I always bring up coaching, and I just want you to address this, you know, before we start talking about some of these guys that we've been talking about in the upcoming draft, and maybe we'll have a shot at drafting one of them at 16. Maybe we won't. We'll see how things shake out. But I'm a big proponent, and I know we have these conversations, about it's not always the guy. In many cases, it's about where that guy is and who's coaching him and whether he's getting the proper coaching to truly become better. And, I know you see guys all around the league, and, you know, we're not going to badmouth coaches here and there, but the fact is everybody's not great. You know, everybody doesn't do a great job of getting guys better or even putting them in positions to be great.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that's one of the things I'll tell you about Dante. I don't need anybody to touch Dante. Let him do what he does. Don't try to change anything. He's plug and play. So nothing the Falcons can really teach him is that he needs to implement. He is ready as far as that's concerned. But I do think, man, I think, a lot of coaches around the league, remember, guys, we're at the Neanderthal level of pass rush where you got a generation of coaches that come from, we got to stop the run. The mentality is we got to stop the run. There's only a few out there that have that philosophy. So a lot of the assistant coaches are responsible for teaching moves. They're starting to hear it. I've been saying it since 2002. You got to teach moves. You can't run bull rushes. You can't keep doing all those things. So I think the assistant coaches or defensive line coaches, you never hear about, but they are so responsible because a lot of them, they need to learn how to teach moves and spins, all that. So it's time. The time is here because guess what, guys? You'll hear more about it coming up. They have basically taken away the bull rush. There's no such thing as a bull rush anymore. You'll hear a lot more about it. It's called a power rush now. You can't use your helmet and strike. You can't have your head down. So So guess what, assistant D-line coaches on 32 NFL teams, if you can't teach pass rush moves, you're probably going to eventually struggle to keep a job. And that's a fact. You got to be able to teach moves. The all gas, no brakes, speed rush, speed the bull ain't going to work. And that's why there are two guys that one's left and one guy on the roster. They haven't shown the ability to develop moves, but it's going to start with the new D-line coach to help tack.
And that's my next question is Big Chuck Smith from the Bomb Squad, former captain of Falcons here, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. He teaches pass rush. He works with guys getting ready for the draft. He's the guru. What's up with Tack? Do you give him a pass because the shoulder issue, or talk about everything with Tack? Technique, what he's doing, what he's not doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't give him a pass because when you're on the field, you are accountable for what your production is. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. You are accountable for what you put on the field. He doesn't get a pass, and I'll tell you why. He had an opportunity before he got injured to be productive, and he still has not developed a signature pass rush move. He's a bull rusher, and he tries a speed rush. And I really love his attitude, and I like, you know, but at some point, you got to produce, you know. And I tell you the biggest thing about Tack, and I hope he's listening. You got to develop a signature rush move. The guy that's coming in there, when he was at Jacksonville, he was a bull rusher. I'm talking about Dante Fowler. Because now let me drop this on you guys real quick, just from a pass rush, understanding the dynamics of the movement. If you're a guy who has hurt shoulders, the last thing you need to do is bull rush. Because what happens with Tack, he's on the ground a lot, so that's why as you see his last injury, he's always getting up with a shaking his shoulder, he's coming out, because the move he uses is all about striking the man with your helmet and shoulders, and it's like they're in a wrestling match, and you're either going to get thrown down, he's going to land on you, because eventually it's going to hurt you. And I just think Tack has to be diligent enough. The new coach has to understand you can't go speed the bull because now it's power. So it takes away from that, and now he's going to have to develop a move. If Tack McKinley's going to be successful in Atlanta, he's got to learn how to use whether it's a swipe, cross chop, you know, stutter, swim, long arm, something like that. He's got to develop that because the bull rush is going to always be the rush that will hurt him.
Chuck, let's talk about some of the guys that we're looking at in the draft and what you know, or at least what you've heard, and maybe you've even worked with some of these guys. Chaisson, LSU, what do you know about him?
I like Chaisson, but I think bringing in Chaisson, I just think when you look at him, if we're a true 3-4, I love it. He's a 3-4 backer to me.
Okay.
That they'll have to convert to a 4-3. Now, if they draft him, maybe that's saying that him and Fowler are going to do more standing up. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. But to me, he's a 3-4 backer that they'd have to force into a four-man front. But again, pass rushers that are good, they're going to fit you in anywhere. So I think the kid's pretty good. But I definitely think he's a 3-4 guy, and he might not fit the defense.
We talked about, was it Espinosa, the kid from Iowa? And again, he kind of checks a lot of the boxes, Chuck, but it doesn't look like he does anything particularly great.
Well, you know, again, I don't want to put too much into all the things that happened at the combine, guys. I mean, listen, there's some guys in the league that don't run fast. Listen, the Bosa brothers, they didn't exactly run 4.6s. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. I mean, again, they speak for themselves, but there are a lot of guys who don't necessarily run fast. You know, they don't look as good, but on the field, they're tough, they're physical, they have skills. Now, here's the only thing I'll say about Epinesa, where I don't like him for the Falcons. I think we need another edge guy. He's not a true edge guy. I'd rather have Chaisson before Epinesa. Epinesa is the in and out guy. I don't want the guy who's a defensive end and he moves in on third downs to the defensive tackle. We don't need that. So we need a raw edge guy. I'm talking about speed, just like Fowler. We need another guy like that because right now, I'm not really at this point. There's got to be questions if I'm going to put Tack in the equation from the long term, you know what I mean? But I don't like right now for us personally, the Falcons, I don't want the in and out guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I need the out guy. Right. I need the edge guy. I don't want that other guy.
Well, there's only one guy, and that guy is Chase Young. And, you know, you're talking about moving down and giving up. But, Chuck, you and I both know, this dude is a difference maker. And, listen, before we made the Fowler move, I'm all about going all in and potentially giving up picks and future picks to make this happen because I believe that he's that kind of guy. Do you?
Well, Orlando D. Ledbetter been dropping that one on me, you know, dropping that on everybody around the city, which I understand. I know, right? And I listen, I totally get it. He is that guy. He is special. He is a, you know, a franchise-changing type of talent. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, guys. Listen, when you have a guy like that, you have a Bruce Smith, a Reggie White, hopefully, you know, he becomes that. But right now, he's going to be, he reminds me of Myles Garrett. That's to me who, you know, I remember Myles been getting 10 sacks from the time he got in the league. But, yeah, he's worth it all. He's worth giving up the number one pick. He's worth all that, especially if you feel like you're ready to go to the Super Bowl. That is the big question for the Falcons internally. Are we this player away from the Super Bowl? Because we do got a lot of holes to fill. But I think he's worth it. But let me just tell you about the Redskins. They would be absolutely foolish. They're moving to a 4-3. This guy comes in, he's going to help you sell tickets, unless you get into it now. He's going to sell tickets. He's going now, and now you pair him with Montez Sweat, them Bama boys in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, we might be a lot better with this guy than we are with Tua, because now we become the San Francisco 49ers real fast with this D-line. Got a young quarterback, so now you got to look at it's more than just, you know, what Ron Rivera's trying to, what would happen. If this has to do with, I got other guys. Wow, I'm getting good real fast with these D-linemen.
All right, big guys, some good defensive tackles out there. Chuck, I know that we've talked about, you know, the inside out. We got Grady locked up for years.
Yeah.
But you know who I love, though? I mean, I know it would require moving up. That Isaiah Simmons just looks like a guy that can be a difference maker.
Man, this dude is a beast, man. You know, he's a hybrid. I mean, he is the ultimate hybrid. He can blitz. He can cover. He can jump. I love the kid. I remember we were playing with Clemson, not last year, but the year before. I was like, who is this dude? Mm. This dude is, you know, he's everywhere. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. Now, that's a guy right there. If the Falcons, you know, I mean, he might not be there if you could get him. But, you know, if he's your guy, you know, you got to make it work. But for me, I understand Isaiah Simmons and we're, everybody, you know, wondering what we go at 16. I think after you got Dante Fowler, if the best player at 16 is not a defensive lineman, you got to go with the best player that's a starter.
Right.
You can't force it. You can't. You just cannot force it if it's Chaseon or if it's whoever it may be. And I hope that you can't force it. Right now, I need a starter. So if the best player on my board is a lot better than that than Chaseon or people like that, don't force the edge. You know, guy, when you know if all your data says he's not our guy, get a starter, whether it's a corner, whether it's a safety, because Keanu Neal's an issue. Love Kiki, but it is an issue. Devondre Campbell, I mean, you got to think now. You know, there's some holes there. So I'm trying to fill a need with a starter, not try to force, you know, a circle into a square.
Well, Chuck Smith certainly knows what he's talking about, one of the most learned, one of the great teachers of pass rush. But today it's about running backs because this whole Todd Gurley thing's got everybody up in Yes-No-ville this morning. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios, if you don't have it yet, it's really a cool app. We keep telling you about it, but you need to go do it. Go into the App Store, get radio.com. It says radio.com, free radio, and free radio stations. And you can download it for what it says, free, and listen to us. And stream us on any device. And we want you to stay right there if you're going to be at home for the time being. Radio.com is a great option. And you can Bluetooth it to other devices too. When we get back in a moment, something that if you're going to be going out for date night tonight or ordering for date night, I want you to do, okay? And I'll tell you what that is. It's something I will do tonight. And I want you to follow suit, please. A couple things, actually. Next with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Atlanta United play here.
Ajalvi into the box for Martinez. They score!
If it matters to a United fan, hear it first, even on the weekends.
Your weekend plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, it's time for John to get super freaky. It's an interesting take on the world with John Fricke.
There are a couple of things I'd like you to do here on a Friday for me if you're out there and about listening on 92.9 The Game or at radio.com. If this is going to be, and we talked to you earlier about this being the last night for in-restaurant dining in Atlanta, but if you're going to be getting delivery tonight or tomorrow or in the future, please make sure that you tip the delivery people more than you normally would. I mean, they're out there doing their job best they can and trying to make a living. So, you know, don't be a miser when it comes to, because I see people who are misers when it comes to tip. It's like, even the little things, you know, when restaurants were open, you go to the sweet, yeah, do you ever go to Sweet Tomatoes? Is that ever?
Nah.
Okay. So it's a buffet restaurant, right? It's a salad bar.
Buffet.
And, you know, right? Yeah. And soups and stuff like that. And people would just, you know, they'd eat and they'd leave. And they would never put any money down because, like, well, I got my own food, not taking into account that, you know, people are cleaning up after you and all that kind of stuff. You know, I always put a couple of bucks down on the table, you know? Just be nice and kind. Second thing I'd like you to do for me, and I don't know that you may or may not know this, Red Cross sent out an alert yesterday. There is a serious blood shortage in this country because people are staying at home. So try your best. I made another appointment with Red Cross yesterday, redcross.org. Let's not forget that there's other things going on here. And I know we're all focused on one thing, but because of the nature of the fact that, you know, people are, you know, trying to stay close to home, they're not doing things like giving blood. And the Red Cross sent out an alert. So if you have the time to go to redcross.org, or if you know of a blood drive in your area, please take part in that.
Yeah, and I wanted to give a real quick shout-out to Ariana Morton. Excuse me. Messed up her last name. She's a nurse. She's on her way to work, and she listens to the show. So thank you for what you do, and I know you guys are working around the clock trying to keep us all safe. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you because she sent a text this morning talking about – she liked the fact that we're talking every morning about trying to flatten the curve and trying to get, you know, trying to get through this as quickly as we possibly can. But the only way we're going to do that is we got to adhere to some type of rule, you know. So I wanted to give her a shout-out. Ariana Morton on her way to work. Have a good one and stay safe.
Yeah, everybody out there, stay safe. So on the subject of, you know, what we're going to be doing when, like, you know, we're sitting around and kind of on self, at the moment we're on sort of self, we've tightened our circle a little bit, and we're doing things that we don't normally do. Like, for example, I find myself, I'm not OCD, but boy, I tell you what, anytime I touch something now, I want to wash my hands.
I mean, you have to. I mean, because we don't know what we don't know. So the best thing to do is play it safe. I mean, I do it when I get home, you know, and reading up now, they say you probably even want to take your shoes off when you get in the house, like, or take your shoes off before you get in the house. So, you know, it's everything that you can possibly do to just try to keep yourself safe.
Before this weekend, so Ozark drops a week from the new season of Ozark drops a week from tonight, okay? And so last night we're sitting around the Maven and I, and we watched the trailer for the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hugh, the trailer's up on Netflix.
I haven't watched the trailer. I was.
Oh, it's nasty.
What did I try to go see last night? I was looking up. It was called The Dust Walker. It's a movie that's on Prime, and I was going to see it. Like, you know, Prime has their own movies now, so I have Amazon Prime, and I went to watch it last night, and they tried to charge me $4, and I was like, nah, not today. Not with all these free movies out here. It ain't that bad yet. It ain't that bad. Well, I'm buying $4.99 movies just to watch it for a couple hours. No, I'm not about to do that. But I did want to see that. Started watching the third season of Black Lightning. Almost done with that. That's the weird thing about it. With having no sports on, breezing through some of these series. People keep telling me the second season of Altered Carbon was good. I could not get past the first episode. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw on the presentation. I think Anthony Mackie's on the show this season. Don't know that for sure, but it looks like that's the case. I just really don't want to watch Altered Carbon. I think they took too long to bring that series back out for the second season.
Well, yeah, and so last night we decided with Ozark dropping a week from tonight because we really didn't have anything else to watch. She goes, should we all? Because I don't know if you do this, but if you're a fan of a series and it's been a year or so or more, you got to kind of go back and watch the last episode because you've forgotten it and you want to make sure that you keep the timeline right. And so I've noticed that sometimes just going back and watching the last episode isn't enough. So we always now go back and watch the last two episodes. And so last night we rewatched the last two episodes. I'd forgotten how much I had forgotten about the last two episodes. I mean, I basically knew some of the key moments, but there was a lot of detail that I forgot. And so we watched the last two episodes of Ozark, and I was thinking about the trailer going, man, because Jason Bateman said, if he was excited for season three of Ozark, he said, well, I'm excited for me. I'm not excited for Marty. Because it ain't gonna be good.
He been running like the lady. I forgot the one lady, the older lady,
Darlene.
Man, she's no joke. You thought the her husband was bad. She's no joke. Now yeah, she's a ride or die, but she's also a viper. Like, so that should be interesting to see how she plays out about this season.
And Mike, the movie guy, we were talking in the break here, and he said there are places playing movies that you can go to around America. You know what they're called? Drive-ins.
And there was a drive-in off of 285 somewhere that, yeah, I remember, like, vaguely.
Yeah, Starlight.
Yeah, it went there a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, down there off Moreland. Yeah, I think it's the only drive-in in Atlanta. And I guess he looked it up. There are still 305 drive-ins in America. And I thought, yeah, I guess you could possibly do a drive-in if you're staying in your car. You're
that's
not
a dinosaur number. That's like that's almost like a dying breed, 305. Good googly moogly.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, drive-ins, if you wanted to get out, yeah, and you weren't on, you know, if you're not in California where you're on lockdown, you know, hey, listen, it's a thought. What is playing at the Starlight tonight? Any?
You know what's funny? Like, the last couple of weeks that I had to see, ask Mike if this is true, haven't seen a whole lot of movie trailers. I don't know if that's just because I haven't really been paying that much attention, but I don't recall seeing that many movie trailers of movies coming out. So that I think that's kind of weird.
Here's at the Starlight Drive-In tonight here in Atlanta. Bloodshot at 8:30. You have Bloodshot, The Hunt, Bad Boys for Life. And then the late movies are The Invisible Man at 10:45, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey at 11:15, and Fantasy Island at 10:30. I heard Fantasy Island went any good.
I heard The Invisible Man is supposed to be on regular TV this week, right? Is that the case? Does anybody? On demand. Oh, on demand. No, that's fine. Oh, wait a minute. They charging me? Oh, no, we ain't about to watch that one either.
And then Bloodshot, again, is replaying at 1:05 a.m. at
you
the drive-in.
You count me out. They ain't paying for that one either. I'll wait till somebody, you know, never mind, because I forgot I was supposed to put that in the box. Supposed to put that one in the box, too. Can't talk about that. Can't talk about that. But, yeah, I'll watch them. I guess I will pay for them.
Will you go to the drive-in?
No, I guess I'll watch them on demand. I guess I'll pay the money and go on demand. Forgot I can't talk about that on there. Yeah, so I'm going to just pay for them on demand. Just going to do that. No, nothing to see here. Everything's going to be fine.
Are you? When do you think the last time you went to a drive-in was?
I forgot the movie, but I've been before. As a matter of fact, I went to the one on Moreland. That's what why I remember it. That was the last time I went to the drive-in was the one on Moreland here in Atlanta. Forgot what I went to see. And then they put the little, you tune the radio to the station or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that they do that. I don't think I've ever done that. I think I always just used the. I literally have not been to a drive-in since I was 16.
That might be something fun to do.
The 1:05 a.m. Bloodshot might be a little bit late.
I mean, what do you have to do? It ain't like you ain't got nothing to do this weekend. It ain't like you're going to dinner.
Right.
You might as well go. You might as well go on date night. Maybe, you know, you go late enough, you might get lucky later on. You never know. Hey, you know, just
drive in and chill.
Yeah, might as well. Bring back some old memories. Hey, just asked me, over under 7 cars at the drive-in. It might be pretty packed, as long as you're in your car. Oh, 1 a.m.? No, it's probably about 7 cars.
Yeah, 1 a.m. No, yeah. and I guess they'd have to deliver to your car now. You couldn't go to the, come to the snack bar. No, I don't think any of that happened. Some of the headlines, Todd Gurley tweeting out quarantine and chill because he don't have a job at the moment, has made everybody kind of up in arms in Atlanta. We'll talk about that as we continue next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.